WRFM 103.7. Look, movie day with Garth Wiley from Event Cinemas. Now, Garth, I've got to just jump in. You may be able to save a scarred memory from my childhood.
I'll see what I can do.
You revealed that you're on the board of the PCYC.
Yes, indeed.
Look, in 1988, we missed out on getting a trophy for being indoor cricket champions because they closed the comp 3 weeks before it was over.
A travesty.
Our team was in front, and because other teams would not turn up and forfeit, we were promised the barbecue and trophy, and I want it, and I still do.
So, Mark, what you're saying is you'd like a participation award.
No.
We were the champions, and we never got it. I can get you a certificate if you like.
Very up. Hey, look, it's good to have friends in high places, and maybe Garth can bring a trophy in, or at
see
least...
What I can print out on my printer at home.
I'll accept a sausage sizzle.
Okay.
I'm happy with that.
All right.
For the whole team.
For the whole team?
The whole team.
Reunion, I think.
Maybe. we're coming for you guys. Don't worry about that. Some great movies this week, and one that's getting a lot of buzz at the moment is The Kingsman. Of course, Colin Firth and Julianne Moore are playing spies in this film.
Yeah, absolutely. And this is a great film. This is one of those ones that we call a sleeping dog when the first one came out. It didn't get a lot of press about the film, and everyone thought, oh, I don't know how this is going to perform. And it actually ended up doing wonderful things. So we're very excited to see Eggsy and Merlin back on the big screen this time. And of course, Taron Egerton, Channing Tatum and Jeff Bridges also in this film as well. And this is your traditional spy film. And I was thinking it is because it's like a mashup, if you like. You've got elements of Get Smart, you know, Maxwell Smart. You've got some Bond in there, Jason Bourne. And in this one, it looks a little bit like a Western as well.
Well, let's have a listen.
Today marks the beginning of a new age. Wait, I'm going to show you. To the Kingsmen.
Welcome to Statesman.
As your American cousins, we'll be working side by side.
Let's get started.
And how American does it sound? Statesman is their spy agency.
Yeah. Definitely Kingsman for the UK and Statesman for the US there. Great movie on the way. Captain Underpants. I didn't know they'd made a film about you, Garth.
No, that's right. Goodness me, been taken out left, right and centre this morning. Yeah, look, this is one of those films that really wasn't on my radar screen. Apparently it's a book and a comic or, you know, something along those sort of lines. My children who are in years 3 and 4 at school, when it came out, I said to them, do you know anything about this? And they're like, yes, Dad, I do.
We're
this
all
is
over
fantastic.
It.
So they're all over it. The younger kids are. This is a little bit of fun.
What does the iPad say about the film?
Well, the iPad tells us that this is a dim-witted superhero named Captain Underpants. Yeah. And what it is two students have actually gone in and hypnotised their principal into thinking he's a superhero. It's a lot of fun. It might sound a little bit silly, but people that have seen the film have actually said, yeah, so producer Rob says that it's a big thumbs up. So go out and see it. You might enjoy it.
Let's have a listen first.
Hi, I'm George Beard, and this is my best friend, Harold Hutchins.
We just make comics and try to make each other laugh.
And this old guy is Mr. Krupp.
Ever since you attended this school, you've been responsible for one prank after another.
Some of those must have been really hard to pull off.
Garth, I kind of get the feeling that you and I are never going to cross paths in the cinema.
Probably not.
I'm at your cinema, it's not going to happen, is it?
Well, I always say I'm a 16-year-old girl at heart sometimes, so I like the rom-coms and all that sort of thing. So
very cool.
Maybe not.
And look, another one that's a little bit different this week, it's a film called Mountain.
Yeah, look, something very, very different for the people who might like to see a little bit of scenery on the big screen. And I'll just refer to my notes here. This is one of those films otherwise known as the Screen Australia website. But this is Australian-produced film, and it has... it's very picturesque. It's all about some fantastic cinematography. Get out and see it. It's made by Jennifer Peedham, who produced the film called Sherpa, and also has a wonderful soundtrack from the Australian Chamber Orchestra as well. So if you want to find out a little bit more about the mystery of mountains and the grandeur and the great cinematography, take a look at this one on limited screens.
Mountains are so much more than a challenge. You never feel so alive, knowing that at any minute, you could die.
Oh, that's a bit out there, isn't it?
That's right. And also, don't forget, Lego Ninjago and also The Wiggles are on our screens this week as well with nursery rhymes.
We're not going to be in the same movie, is it?
We're
never going to actually have that awkward exchange of me walking in and you walking out of the same screening, is it? It's not going to happen.
Well, I won't be in nursery rhymes, but look, it's a great film for the young ones.
I got along to see It this last weekend.
Oh,
loved it.
That's performed so well.
It was a pretty good film. Again, on that limited budget of just a couple of balloons in drains. There's still one in Cardiff this morning as I was coming to work.
They did so well.
It was there. It's like, why is it's? Bloom was looking a bit saggy. He'd been there for a couple of days.
It's creepy clown phenomenon that's going around at the moment.
Don't like clowns. Mate, thank you for coming in. I'll expect that trophy by next week.
Always a pleasure.